What I know for sure is that the will heart carries life. The will heart is the energy center in our body below our navel. It is the place of our colon brain, which is a part of our brain that has more nerve endings than the brain in our head. It's our enteric brain, the brain we start with in the womb. It's the home of our deep emotional hurts. It's the place of our sexual drive. It's a place of our drive for survival. My nephew Nathan was diagnosed with colon cancer when he was 9 years old. A huge tragedy. And no one knew how to treat that cancer. And that's a cancer most of the time children never have. He was diagnosed on my sister's birthday. A year later, I went to Columbus, Ohio, and I spent a month there with him while he was dying. 4 days before I came to Columbus, the doctors recommended to my sister and her husband that they stop feeding Nathan because that would be feeding the cancer. Nathan lived 33 days without food and 18 days without water. It was an unbelievably long time. When I first arrived, my sister expected he would not live more than a couple of days. And I did work on him because he was in pain, kind of in a morphine haze. And he said to my sister, "Well, maybe Aunt Jennifer could help me. Maybe you could feed me and maybe things would be better." And there was a meeting where that was discussed. I did not attend. And apparently, Nathan became at peace with the idea that they were not going to feed him again. He continued to be in that morphine haze, and I think addicted to the movie Matilda. I think he saw it 3 or 4 times a day, had my sister run that for him. And it's a movie where the children, Matilda, the gifted child, is pretty angry at her very dysfunctional parents. And I worked on him, and I don't know how much good I did. And 2 weeks into it, I thought, he is staying alive a very long time. So I sat and talked to him about death openly. Asked him how he felt about it. Talked to him about other people I had been with who had died. Talked to him about what I heard about people coming to the light. Found out, of course, that Nathan himself had been seeing angels. He didn't have the most positive atmosphere. His father made a statement to him about he probably wasn't seeing angels. It was probably just the drugs he was on. He was, that night, I cried. I thought after I talked to him about death, he probably would die. And I found out just the opposite the next morning. He had all of a sudden cleared out of his morphine haze, and his mind was just as sharp as a tack. He was reading the newspaper and asked my sister to buy him a new pair of shoes. He told her he thought he would need a new pair of shoes for his new body. And bless her heart, she did that, even though he had not been out of bed for a couple of months. It continued. His will to live continued. And it was coming up upon my sister's birthday. And she was concerned that he would die on her birthday. And he must have been reading her mind or guessing. He said, "No, don't worry, Mom. I won't die on your birthday." And he took his father aside and said, "I know what I want you to buy, Mom, for my birthday." And he sent Gary out to buy a cactus. Pretty smart kid. I was running out of time. I had been there 30 days. And I couldn't extend my ticket. And I just knew in my heart of hearts that I needed to go. And so a few days after her birthday, I told Nathan I was leaving the next day. And he very kindly said, "I'm so sorry I couldn't die, Aunt Jennifer, while you were here. You love me too much." I left on a Wednesday. He died the following Saturday. And I felt, of course, grief-stricken and bitter and terribly sad and angry at God. And I don't really think Nathan died of cancer. I mean, that was the physical reason he died. But I think he died of despair. My despair. And my sister's and the doctor's. He had such a will to live. I think things could have been different if we had been wise enough to try healing. And so from now on, I don't care how desperately ill someone is or how lonely, how hopeless, how desperate, how crazy their physical body seems to be, I decide to give my energy toward their healing. And I have found that has worked sometimes. Sometimes people do die when they're meant to. And obviously Nathan was meant to. But his death taught me a great lesson that the will heart has a huge drive to survive. And one of the jobs of healing is to fuel that desire.